T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the tough parts about sports not being around on a day like July or June 18th or what we've been dealing with the last few months is that not only do we miss out on championships and playoffs and great games, we also miss out on the random things that happen every now and then. Like on this day in sports history, well, 4 years ago or 5 years ago, Clayton Kershaw pitched a no-hitter where the only guy who reached base on the basis of an error or something like that. Like we miss out on that random weird thing that happens every now and then, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Stoney?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You brought up a story about a random team from Michigan.
Yes.
From beautiful Battle Creek, Michigan, home of Bob Winowski.
Yes.
A hockey team, the 145-2 Battle Creek Rumble Bees.
Yes. Of playing in the Federal Prospects Hockey League, which, quite frankly,
yes,
I didn't know really existed. I remember the Federal League was what they called the fictitious league from Slapshot that the Charleston Chiefs were.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But 145-2. Now, we talked about the Red Wing goal differential, the Rumblebee goal differential. They were outscored 10 games. They went 10 games without a victory. Then on November 29th, they hit a new low, losing 14-1 on the road. They were outshot 79-21 and faced a 9-goal deficit after the first period. I mean, it's unbelievable how bad a team could be. They actually had, it looks like, some games where they had over like 400 people actually went and watched these guys play. Must have
because there's nothing else going on, so why not watch the Rumble Bees play? Or if you're, I don't mean anything going on with the pandemic. I mean, you live in Battle Creek, so that's why sometimes these minor league teams actually do decently well, because they get to know the players. Maybe they even get to personally know the players and the coaches, and they want to go watch a little hockey, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jamie, it must have been unbelievable to be a member of the Rumble Bees. I mean, we talk about the Lions, when they were 0-16, but they had chances to win. When you're a member of the Rumble Bees, and, you go to the rink in Battle Creek, you're going to get your ass kicked. So I was wondering, 248-539-9797, also the tickets. I haven't done that in a while.
It's all right.
The worst team you've ever been a part of, whether it's been in high school or intramurals, or even you were on a lousy little league team that you lost every game, you knew you were going to get the crap kicked out of you. What's that like? I can't imagine. I mean, if you're a kid, you love to play, but if you're a real young little kid, you start crying after a while, I'm sure. But to go to, I know there's people who've been on bad high school teams. I mean, Gator, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in his Andover football days, they were awful. They knew they were going to lose all the time as well. But I don't think anything as prolific as the Battle Creek Rumble Bees.
Yeah. No, it's funny you say, because I was going to bring up Gator as well, because I remember Gator had some, he has some truly legendary stories of playing for bad teams, in his time as a football player. I mean, I can't think of any specific teams on which I played. I know that one of the teams I broadcast for, the mighty, mighty Detroit Fury, the arena football team, Stoney, finished one of the seasons of which I was part, 1-13. And I almost want to say we finished on a 13-game losing streak. I think we may have won our first game and then lost the next 13 in a row. And when I say we, of course I was not part of the team right, or anything like that.
But did you go into every game thinking that you were going to get the ass kicked, or do you think you had a chance to
win? I think that team, yes, I did. Okay. I think that team, it became like, you know, as bad as the 2008 Lions were, most of us who follow these teams closely would tell you, oh, they were bad. But they weren't as bad as, like, the 2003 Detroit Tigers were.
Correct.
2003 Detroit Tigers were beyond abysmal. And there were some teams in the late 90s for the Tigers when I used to cover the team pretty regularly at Tiger Stadium who were really, really, I mean, just bad teams. Like, talent bad. They were bad in their play. They were bad in virtually everything that they did. They were really bad. So even though the Lions are the most legendarily bad team, I don't think the Lions are the worst team in Detroit sports.
When I was a kid, the 76ers, 9-73ers, they won 9 games out of 82. Still
the 9-73ers.
The 9-73ers. Now, the Rumblebees were outscored 304-94 for a -212 goal differential. How does that happen, even at a semi-professional level? Let's go to Brendan. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Okay, so my ninth grade, I think it was junior varsity, we were on a soccer team, and so we were so bad, we went like 1-25 the whole season, and the team we beat was actually a team we versed twice that year, and they beat us the other time, and it was the first win they've gotten in like years, and one of the times we were playing, and a coach's best friend was at the game, I think he came from out of state or something, and he was like, guys, I know you guys like aren't the best team, but my best friend's at this game. Can you win one for me? I think we lost like 1-12 that game. So his best friend came out of state to the game, and we just got whomped on.
Wow! So what was your attitude going in? Did you just go to have fun, or you were pissed?
Well, the problem was, like, I'm a good goalie, and I mean, I think I am at least, but I was the goalie. But the kids on the team were awful, and I mean, I remember I got scored on by my own team a couple times. Like, it was like the little giants out there. But I mean, it was like I thought we were going to win every game. I wouldn't do it with positive attitude. But, I mean, it was rough. I remember the team bus home from, like, the away game. It was, like, the quietest ride ever. Nobody wanted to talk to anybody.
I can imagine.
So,
it was a rough season. It was rough.
So you said you beat a team, that you split a team, and their win over you. Right, no, I get that. So there were two teams in the league that were truly hideous, your team and this other team?
It was two teams, but the other team had not won a game in the longest time. Like, they were just like, where they were like, I think they were like 0-20 or something. But when
team in this league, you had an easy 2 wins on your hand, your team and the other team.
Yeah, and then we beat them the first time, and we were all excited, but when they beat us, they celebrated like they won a championship because it was the first win that they had in like forever.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate it. Ticket text at 248-539-9797. Yes.
Didn't you love how Brendan dropped in there? I mean, I thought I was a pretty good goalie.
I know. Well, at least he said he thought. He didn't say he was.
Yeah. Your team went 1-1,000,000,000. But yeah, I'm sure you're pretty good, man.
Joe in Yale says, I watched the Port Huron team in that same league as Battle Creek. Their only win came against a team who was openly marketing it as guaranteed victory night and then lost it to Battle Creek. Wow. Jason from West Bloomfield says, men's league hockey team in Chicago, record of 3-17 with a -80 goal differential.
Oh.
Here's, I don't know if this is a buddy of his, but like Gator, I was also an Andover football player, I think different years, obviously. From 2006 to 2010, we won.
Yes, different years.
Yes, we won 5 total games. Well, that's not bad. Well, that's bad. Matt in Westland. Worst team I ever played for was a beer league softball team in Wyandotte. We were horrible. We knew every time we played we were going to lose. We were lucky to score 2 runs a game. The teams who played us looked forward to playing us because we were so bad. Wow.
We had a rough year, as you know, Stoney, this year, the mighty Troy Colts football team in the fall.
Yes, you did.
And friends of my family's friends of mine are their son is the kicker on the team, and he did not. I don't believe he scored an extra point or a field goal until like week six. Like we didn't score. Like the Detroit team didn't score for like the first chunk of the season. I forget how far into it went, but it was a rough year.
No, not the Troy Colts of yore. Y-O-R-E, yes. When they were a powerhouse.
Oh, who could forget?
I know.
248-539-9797 is the telephone or the ticket text. You got Jamie and Stoney here talking about the worst team you ever played on. A Battle Creek hockey team went 1-45-2. And we've all been in bad sports situations, either as a player or maybe your kid has, or you've gone with your kid to their games and dealt with seasons where just nothing could possibly go right. I mean, there's been games for sure. But,
God.
We had a baseball game, I won't say what year, where the other team was literally trying to make outs, and we wouldn't let them. It was the inning just went on forever. I think they had scored like 18 or 19 runs. I mean, it was just awful. And so they started stealing home as if to say, here, we're stealing home, and we would still muff it up. It was just absolutely brutal. So, you know, we've all been there before.
My daughter played in a travel basketball game once, and they were completely over. It was like, score was like 78-8. It was just, my God, it was painful. Let's go to Terry in Sterling Heights. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good. How are you?
Hey, Terry.
I'm good. I was thinking about the worst team I played on. I was in high school. I'm from Saginaw, with the Saginaw University. Mm-hmm. We were a basketball power, but we sucked in football. And we get 150 guys trying to make the basketball team. We barely put 25 guys on the field. But we tried to score one touchdown that whole year and gave up like 40 points. So it was just tough for me. I just kind of focused on what I was trying to do. And my teammates were excited about making one tackle. And I'm thinking like, if you made more than one, we wouldn't be down by 40 points. So it's
a tough year. Saginaw Buena Vista, is that where Mark Macon went to school? And they
Yes, I know Mark well. We grew up around the corner from each other.
Yeah, I remember they hit an amazing game-winning shot in like the state finals, like in 87 or 88, one of my first years here. Tory in Rochester, you're 97, won the ticket.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, Tory. How
hey,
are
Tory.
You?
I'm doing well. So, played on some bad teams, but the worst team I could ever remember was, this was about 15 years ago. My daughter was a teenager, and she played on a junior high soccer team. And they scored one goal the whole season. And it was just absolutely brutal for them. And basically, nobody wanted to coach the team. I think they got a teacher that made a couple extra bucks. And in the beginning, it was extremely frustrating for her. After a while, they just took it in stride, and they were just out there to run around and get some exercise. And I will say this, that was the last year she ever played soccer.
Oh, no.
Hopefully she did something else. But yeah, that can be demoralizing, especially, you know, it's not the coach's fault that, you know, they took the job. But to have, you know, not the proper coaching is at that level is really, really
sucks. The first year my daughter ever played soccer, I kind of think we were winless. I don't remember, but I don't remember us winning any games. And I remember the last game, it was like a close game. It was like 1-1 or 2-2. And I was just, I wanted to win that game so badly. And I remember turning to a friend of mine. I said, I now understand the whole notion of being a parent in sports, a sports parent. You just want so badly for your kid to succeed out there that you're willing to do anything possible that gets in the way to do it. And it was like, and I know we lost the game because it was just a bitter, devastating loss. And she didn't really care that much. I mean, I think she wanted to win. But it was like, I wanted to win for her, right? Or I wanted that win for her. And it was just so difficult.
I remember one game in middle school. Marissa, I forget exactly what she did. She made a poor decision, basically. It set up a tying goal kind of with like 3 seconds left in the game by the other team. And it was a great play the other team made, but she thought it was all her fault, which it wasn't. And she just, like, after, you know, the handshakes and all that stuff, she just walked. She started walking on down Orchard Lake Road. She didn't want to ride home. It's like, come on, relax. It's you know, whatever. All right, let's go to Alex and Troy. You're a 97.1 The Ticket.
Hi, this is Alex. I'd like to, first of all, I've been listening for a long time, but I just graduated a couple years ago from Troy High. And, you know, in the past, we have been this, you know, powerhouse, like especially in the 90s. But recently, things haven't been as good as, you know, we, when I was a sophomore, we went 0-9. We played like Clarkston, like Torreya, and all those top schools. We would lose like 50-0 every game, and it was just really rough. And we scored like 14 points, and was mostly had scored in an entire game. It was terrible.
Yeah. Now let me ask you: do you you said you went to Troy High School. Are the Samuelson family, are they a major focal point of the Troy High School community?
Not really. I mean, it is on some level, but a lot of the students, like, they stopped caring actually after a while because, this entire, like, when I was a senior, we made the playoffs, and, but besides that, we hadn't won more than like 3 games in like 10 years. So it was a really rough time.
All right.
Like, luckily we made the playoffs a couple of years ago, but, you know, besides that, it's been like, you know, pretty bad. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening to the question, Alex. Appreciate it.
Hey, I don't think Alex got the question.
No.
I know.
We didn't stop caring. We still care. We still go to the games.
I know.
Support the coaches and the kids.
Got a few other quick ones on the ticket text. I played for Clawson High School. We were okay, but our middle school team was abysmal. We won exactly 0 games. Half the kids played for the Little League team, so the middle school team had no chance. Easily the worst team I ever been on was the 2008 East Detroit Shamrocks. We were so bad, we celebrated not getting blown out. Cameron from Flint says, I played for Olivet College and probably lost over 90 games in 4 years and maybe won 10 to 12 over 4 years. We got no hit at least 5 times. And finally, when I was in 7th grade, I played on a travel basketball team. We were a bunch of kids who had never played before. We were in a very competitive league. We went 0-25. We even lost one game, 112-12.
In basketball,
yes. So we're over the years of
casually following sports, it seems like the most one-sided scores are when a good girls plays a bad girls basketball.
That was the one I mentioned when I was talking about earlier, my daughter. Yeah. So
get that sometimes with like UConn, where UConn will beat a team like 106-43. I mean, it's just crazy.
I know.
You know, 97-1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.